Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast. I am your host. My name is Chad Hasty. I appreciate you tuning in to today's podcast. Some of the latest stuff that I'm looking at this afternoon, planning on talking about possibly on tomorrow's show. Definitely coming up on tomorrow's show on Wednesday. Larry Williams from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire. He joins me every Wednesday at 9:35 to take your automotive questions. No matter where you are on the South Plains in Lubbock, Texas, you can call in and ask Larry Williams a question. We'll also be taking a look still at the Navy Yard shooter, the D.C. shooter who obviously had some mental issues. A lot of folks wanting to blame guns, Piers Morgan, Democrats, liberals, the libtards out there want to continue to blame guns. At first, they wanted to blame the AR-15, which was not used. The gunman, according to multiple reports out there, multiple reports say that the gunman had a shotgun, blasted his way inside. He had an ID. He was able to gain entry. He may have used other handguns, possibly from people that he had shot, or just guns that he had picked up while going through the building. Tragic story out of Washington, D.C. But what's even more tragic to me is the blame game that's going around. No one wants to talk about the fact that it appears as though, at least, he had a mental illness. No one wants to talk about that. No one wants to talk about the fact that even though he had a mental illness, he wasn't banned from this installation. No one wants to talk about the fact that the contractor allowed him to gain entry even though he had some blemishes on his record. You know, like shooting your gun through your roof to your neighbor because they're making a lot of noise. Yeah, no one wants to talk about that. Instead, they want to blame an AR-15, a gun that was not used. Said he used a shotgun, but they want to blame the AR-15. Yeah, Piers Morgan looking at you. And even when they are wrong and completely wrong about the use of the AR-15, Piers Morgan, that chump, that moron, sends out a tweet saying, well, what difference does it make? It doesn't matter. What would the victim's families really care what type of gun was used? Really? Piers, it makes a difference. And you know what? Gun control is not good. Piers Morgan and all these other libtards that are out there that want to talk about how everyone needs to get rid of their guns. You have to remember this took place in Washington, D.C. Huge gun-free zone, basically a city that's a gun-free zone, and it still happened there. You look at mass shootings, where they occur, they happen in gun-free zones. Why? Because those who want to commit evil acts, those who want to go and shoot up a place, they're not going to go to a gun store. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that most of the time, gun stores are never included inside these mass shooting events? No one ever walks to a gun store and says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shoot up the place. No, they never do that. They pick on soft targets. And even though this was a Navy Yard, those who are trusted to defend this country weren't allowed to carry a gun. It was a gun-free zone itself, which is just absolutely moronic. And I just can't believe, I look back and I still can't believe that they're not allowed to carry guns. Over at Fort Hood, they're not allowed to carry guns. How is this not stupid? How do people not look at this and go, this is a stupid rationale? You have to be able to carry guns in order to defend yourself. Those who are responsible gun owners will be responsible. They're not the ones walking in and shooting up a place. They are the ones defending themselves, defending you, defending their family, defending their friends, defending those who are around them. And the more Democrats talk about turning in your guns and gun control, I think the more they will continue to lose. So I welcome the debate on gun control. Yeah, sure, I'm sure it'll drive up prices for ammunition. It'll drive up prices again for guns. But you know what? I think we need to have this little debate. Why? Because it loses for the Democrats. Democrats look horrible when they talk about getting rid of guns. So yes, let's talk about guns. Let's have the Dianne Feinsteins of the world, the Piers Morgan, talk about getting rid of guns. Why? Because Republicans win on that issue. franchise owners are coming to Washington, D.C., or going to Washington, D.C., to plead for Obamacare relief. This from The Hill. .com. Franchise restaurant owners have come to Washington, D.C. seeking a change to Obamacare they say could prevent them from having to cut their employees' hours. The health care law requires large employers to provide insurance to employees who work at least 30 hours a week. Franchise owners say that rule right there, the employer mandate, threatens to erase their profit margins. They're telling lawmakers they need to overhaul the law before it's too late. Some of those members of the Franchise Association making the rounds on Capitol Hill to lobby for Obamacare changes. Monday's visitors included McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Mr. Rooter, and others. Yeah, a lot of changes need to be made to Obamacare. In fact, we need to scrap it and have a do-over. 7 out of 10 voters are concerned about Obamacare, according to a new poll released from Fox News. 68% who are concerned about their health care, 43% are very concerned, 25% somewhat concerned. Older Americans between the ages of 55 and 64 are most likely to be worried about their health care under Obamacare. 77% in that age group are expressing concern. It's a bad law. We need to do away with it. Follow me on Twitter, at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio on Twitter. You can email me, Chad at KFYO.com. And remember to tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.